Morning, Stove Unger Lutheran Church. Well, today is April 4th, 2021, and it is Easter Sunday. Happy Easter. Here at Stove Unger Lutheran Church, we'll begin with a few announcements. This week, we have our virtual Shady Oak Bible study. It will be Wednesday night, 7 p.m. If you'd like to take part in our virtual Bible study, all you have to do is contact me. My contact information is on the back of the bulletin. I'll send you a link for the study. No in-person Bible study this week at Stove Unger. We do have a church board meeting at the church tomorrow, Monday, 7 p.m. Also, going forward, Sunday school and worship will resume at their normal times next week. Sunday school begins 9:30, and worship will begin at 10:30. Check out the Empty Bowls fundraiser hosted by Minnesota State Community and Technical College. It's a fundraiser for the Salvation Army Food Program. For a suggested donation of $20, guests will get to choose a bowl and will receive a recipe for chicken and wild rice soup. So this fundraiser will be held on April 15th, 10 to 2, and 4:30 through 6:30 at the Center for the Arts in downtown Fergus. And if you see inside your bulletin, we'll see the lovely flowers decorating the sanctuary. Our Easter Sunday flower memorials, the flowers in the sanctuary, are presented in memory of our loved ones whom we remember and commit to the Lord. So thank you for everyone for helping decorate our church for Easter. Is there any other announcements for the congregation? Well, then let us begin our Easter service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hear the call to worship from Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely, I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Let us take a moment of silence. As you are so able with the congregation, please rise as we worship the Lord in song.
I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all the people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation."
You may be seated. Please continue singing with us "In Christ Alone."
It's cornerstone.
We'll take this time to confess our sins together as a church. I'd ask again that you please rise as you are so able. See the words up on the screen. I will read the words under the heading Pastor. Congregation, please join me for the words under the heading Congregation. Let us confess our sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only Son to die for us, have mercy on us. For his sake, grant us forgiveness for all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will. And true means to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Congregation, let us now confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please read with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You may be seated. Well, this Easter Sunday, we're happy to be gathered together. Much different than last year. Does the congregation have any prayer requests to offer up? Faye says she has a brother who is healing from a broken neck. Gene, yes. We've been praying for Gene, so we'd ask the congregation would also pray for Gene. We'll pray today. Anyone else? Yeah. Okay, well, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, come before you. Lord, bless us as we gather under the hearing of your word. And we bless you, for you are awesome. You are our God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the reason we're here, Lord. You have called each one by name into the faith, into the household of God. I pray that you build each one up and equip them for the calling and the mission of your church and in their life. Lord, we ask for your blessing to be your hands and to be your feet in this world. Lord, help us to grieve with those who grieve, mourn with those who mourn, and to be a comfort in these times, to be people of hope, to be people of faith. Renew in us a right mind, Lord, and a steadfast spirit. Lord, remind us of the resurrection and the hope that you provide. Lord, we long for your soon return. Until then, help us. Help us to do business until you come, Lord. To go about our lives as people. Who have received the most precious gift of salvation. Lord, give us eyes and ears to hear today, to see today. I pray over the preaching of the word as Pastor Caleb presents the gospel. We bless your holy name, Lord. And together, with one voice, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. It is my pleasure to welcome today Pastor Caleb Larson with the message, Who Will Roll Away the Stone? From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8.
Well, good morning. He is risen. As we gather here this morning, we gather on Easter Sunday. The Lenten season is behind us. And what that means for us this morning is that although the Lenten season is often a time of somber reflection, and although this past Lenten season has perhaps been more than usual a time of somber reflection, that this morning we are here with an unbridled joy. And I want to give you permission for the remainder of this service, whatever else is going on in your life today, whatever other troubles you're facing, and we'll talk about those troubles in our sermon today, we'll acknowledge that. But I want to give you permission for this time of worship here to lay them down. Not to leave them outside the door. Christ doesn't ask you to leave them outside the door. Bring them here into the church with you, but lay them down and rejoice today in what God has done for you this Easter Sunday. And I'm going to be so bold as to ask the congregation, can I get an amen to that? Amen. It's good to engage. And it's good to be engaged with the promise of Easter. And this morning, as we look at Mark 16, verses 1 through 8, we want to consider this Easter story. We want to consider what it meant for these women in our text today. But we want to consider also what it means for us today. To ask that question, who will roll away the stone? And I invite you to listen as I read from Mark's account of the resurrection, from Mark chapter 16, starting in verse 1, going through verse 8, I read in the name of the Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Would you pause with me for a brief moment of prayer? Almighty God, I thank you for your word to us. I thank you that your word still speaks, that your word is truth. Father, open my mouth to proclaim your word faithfully this morning. Open our ears that we may hear. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our minds that we may understand. And Lord, open our hearts that we may believe and receive the good news. And Father, by believing, may we turn and be healed, even as you have promised. We ask this now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, as I said just moments ago, today is Easter, and yet I wouldn't be surprised if Easter felt a little bit different this year. I said that we would acknowledge the reality of the troubles in this world, and we know that this year has been a little different. Normally, as we approach Easter, we have just gone through the normal rhythm of the Lenten season, and that rhythm helps build the anticipation and build the hype, and it kind of slowly crescendos until it finally culminates in the Holy Week. And we celebrate the triumphal entry with the palm branches waving. We come Monday, Thursday, and have the Last Supper or Good Friday, and we remember the crucifixion of Christ. And normally, there is a service or some sort of meditation every step along the way, and it is the anticipation of Easter, as much as the celebration itself, that really sets the holiday mood. It brings a certain sense of rhythm and fanfare to our Easter celebration, and when that rhythm is disrupted, it can make the whole holiday season feel off. It feels wrong somehow. We know that Easter's coming. We can see it on our calendar. We realize that it's a week away. But when that rhythm is disrupted without the buildup, it comes and it goes almost without us noticing. You wake up one morning, and without the familiar pattern and meditations that go before it, you look at the calendar and you say, oh, it's Easter today. Almost forgot. I wouldn't be surprised if many of you, or some of you at least, felt that way this morning. At least a little bit. It doesn't feel quite the same when that rhythm is disrupted, when life is not running as it normally does. And we know that the reality of the last year of COVID lockdowns, the reality of everything going on, has disrupted that rhythm dramatically. And even if you were able to attend services over Zoom or even in person, it was a different experience than what you're used to. And it makes the whole season feel strange somehow. And if that wasn't enough, I know that many of you have suffered other personal tragedies this year as well. The lockdown alone would have been enough. But I know that there have been, for many people, the loss of loved ones. That there have been the loss of work. That there has been the loss of relationship. Isolation. Loneliness. It feels like the events of last year have come and put a damper on our Easter celebration. Like someone rolled a stone right on top of it. It's not surprising if this Easter feels a little different, if it feels a little less special and a little more like it's just any other day. That wouldn't surprise me. But I do want to remind you of this morning. It felt that way for this group of women that were going to the tomb. The women on the way to the tomb in our text this morning, it didn't feel like a special day to them. It was just an ordinary day. In fact, it was frustratingly ordinary because just earlier in the week, they had been celebrating the coming Messiah. Just earlier this week, it had felt like finally, life was going to be moving forward. Like finally, something that they had been waiting for was happening. That they were living in times that were exciting, in times when God was on the move. Because they had been there when Jesus rode in and they'd seen the crowds. They'd seen the miracles. It seemed like the long silence of God was being broken, and finally the Messiah they had been waiting for was coming, and then a stone got rolled right onto their hearts as they watched their friend, their teacher, their Messiah be arrested and crucified, as they watched him die, as they watched him taken from the cross and laid in a tomb, and as they watched that tomb sealed with a stone. Now the Sabbath was over, and they were going to do the most ordinary thing in the world, the most ordinary and the most difficult thing. They were going to say goodbye to someone they loved. Oh, Jesus had told them that he would rise again. If you remember, he had told his disciples, he told the crowds that he would rise again, but The living say lots of things, and the dead don't pay them any heed. And all they knew this morning was Jesus was dead. What does it matter what he had said when he was alive? He's dead now. That was what they knew. He was dead. He was sealed behind a stone, and a stone covered their hearts too. And as they walked to the tomb that morning, they asked the question, who will roll away the stone? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Who is going to roll away this stone? Maybe you're asking yourself that question right now. Lord, it feels like there is a stone that has been rolled on my heart. It feels like there is a weight there that I just cannot lift. Who will roll away the stone? Now, for these women, it was a literal stone. The guards, under orders of the authorities, who were worried that they would steal Jesus' body, had rolled a stone over the tomb because the authorities also remembered that Jesus had said he would rise again. And they were determined to make sure that his body stayed in the tomb. They weren't going to let that story spread. They were going to keep him there. So they sealed the tomb. They put a stone in front of it. They took a group of soldiers and placed them there to stand guard. No small gathering of women was going to be able to get through the guards and move that stone. There were obstacles in their way, real ones. Because the powers of this world were determined that Jesus would not leave that tomb. Look, we acknowledge this morning that the world is not an easy place to live. There are troubles here. There are obstacles that we face. Oh, I know it can feel easy sometimes, and we like those times. I prefer those times when life feels easy, when it's going well, when everything seems to be falling into place. But we also know, if you've lived much in this world, that those times can come and go very quickly. And oftentimes, we don't even recognize that those times are upon us until it's too late and they're gone. And we look back and we wonder if they're ever going to come again. That's a hard thing to adjust to when it seems like the joy we had suddenly disappears and we don't know where it went. But I also don't want you to misunderstand me. There is still joy in this world too. There should be joy in this life. Just as we recognize the troubles of this world and we don't turn a blind eye to this world, we also don't want to insist on carrying this martyrdom complex that insists that there is only misery here. That there is only sorrow and heartache. Believing that all life should be just endless toil and drudgery until finally you die. Look, I can understand why you may feel that way, especially some days. But there is joy here, and we can still find it. But caught between that joy and that sorrow is the reality that life is hard. That we will have trouble in this life. And Jesus himself promised us that. In this world, you will have trouble. It doesn't get more to the point than that. Sometimes there is a stone that gets rolled right on top of you. And when there is a stone that is rolled right on top of you, I will acknowledge it is hard to see the light. That's how the Israelites felt. If you go back and read Exodus 14, they're standing there on the shore of the Red Sea. And you would think they would be in a celebratory mood because they have finally achieved, after 400 years, freedom from slavery in Egypt. And yet, what is the mood? It's not a cheery one. Because on the one side is the Red Sea, which is a literal sea. It's a big body of water. And on the other side was Pharaoh with his armies and chariots and chariot riders. And maybe not, it might not be a rock in a hard place, but it was a big body of water in a hard place that they were caught between. And what did they cry out? They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone and let us serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." They had just received their freedom, and yet this is their heart. Why? Because a stone had been rolled over them. They couldn't see the light. And then God rolled the stone away. Because the waters of the Red Sea split. And the angel of the Lord went to stall Pharaoh's armies just long enough that Israel could cross through on dry land. And when Pharaoh's army pursued, they couldn't catch them, but they were lost among the waves. And as the waves washed over them, the horse and rider were hurled into the sea. And so it was for these women in our text today. They were trapped. The powers and authorities of the world were arrayed against them on the one side. The tomb of death was arrayed against them on the other. And all they wanted to do, the only thing they were looking for that morning, was to go and anoint Jesus' body. That was it. They simply wanted to wrap him in new cloth, refresh the spices, to say their last goodbyes. But there was a stone rolled in the way that no one could lift. Who will roll away the stone? And when they finally came to the tomb, they found to their surprise that the stone was already rolled away. The stone was already rolled away. The guards were nowhere to be found. And suddenly they discovered that every hurdle that they had believed to be insurmountable was not a hurdle at all. Because God was already working ahead. Because God was already aware of the need before it even crossed their mind. And he was already working to remove those barriers. God was already on the move. The stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And as they wondered about this, they saw sitting there an angel. And if you read some of the other resurrection accounts, it says he was gleaming like lightning. It was so intense and they were terrified, just as you or I would be, I imagine, if we went to a tomb and found it empty with a gleaming person standing there. And I love what the angel says to them. Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He's been raised. He's not here. Look, there's the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. I want to draw a moment of attention to how remarkably nonchalant this message is. There's no trumpet sounding. There's no horns blazing. It's like an answering machine message. They show up, be like, hey, sorry you missed him. He just stepped out. And that would be one thing if you stopped by the house on a Friday afternoon, but they went to his tomb. How are we to process this? There's no celebration. There's no trumpet. There's no earthquakes. There's no stations of the cross along the way. They didn't have a tenebrae service right before this to prepare them for what was coming. It was just ordinary life. They were going there to grieve, and suddenly they showed up and found out, oh yeah, it's Easter today. It's not what the women were expecting. How could they? They just showed up and they got that memo. Jesus isn't here. He just stepped out. How do you process that? So they fled, Mark said. They got the news and they fled in terror and amazement. And I like that description because I think it describes how I would feel. Terror and amazement. Imagine if we were in a similar situation. Imagine, and I know some of you have loved ones who've passed away recently. Imagine someone you know, you love, who's passed away. Imagine that you saw them die. Imagine you were there at their funeral. Imagine you saw them buried. You know they were dead. And then you went to the store a few days later, and there in the grocery aisle, there they were. How would you even begin to process it? Am I going mad? Am I losing my mind? Did I imagine all of this? Am I imagining this now? What is happening? Everything about reality that you thought you knew has been upended. That's what it was like for these women. It's no wonder they're amazed and terrified. Because everything they thought they knew about how reality works had just been flipped upside down. Well, you don't have to imagine what that would be like today. Because the stone was rolled away. Because the tomb is still empty. The power of death is broken. The wages of sin are paid for. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. In a time and a place when no one was looking, in a way that no one imagined, Christ did the Father's will and he finished the race. It's done. It's completed. And when they rolled that stone upon him, not just the stone of his tomb, but the stone of death, when the world tried to crush him with that heavy weight and they laid him down to rest in death at the end of his journey, well, it turns out it was just a Sabbath rest after all. Because Sunday morning came, and with it he arose. And in the morning when the Sabbath was over, God rolled the stone away. And because of that, the world can never be the same. Reality can never be how it once was, because the work of redemption has been completed. It is finished. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, for he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Do you have a stone on your heart today? Are you burdened by a heavy load? Jesus says to you today, come unto me and I will give you rest. And understand me this, it doesn't mean that you will not still have trouble in this life. When the women found the tomb was empty that morning and the stone rolled aside, nothing about their lives had changed. The circumstances and situations of their life were exactly the same. They were still mostly poor. They were still at risk of persecution from those in power. They were still all too human and prone to make mistakes and disappointments. They still had troubles. It was the same exact life it was only moments before. And yet, at the same time, it could never be the same life it was only moments before, because the stone was rolled away. God has rolled away the stone. Are you burdened by disappointment today? Are you burdened by frustrations about how life has not gone the way that you desired or hoped? Are you burdened by regrets about the choices you made or the ones you didn't make? Who will roll away the stone? Are you grieving today? Are you hurting because of what you've lost or because of what this life has taken from you? Are you in pain, physical pain or emotional pain or spiritual pain today? Are you burdened in spirit from broken relationships or broken promises this morning? Who will roll away the stone? Are you tired today? Are you feeling lost or apathetic or driftless or purposeless in this world? Do you feel like nothing you do matters, like nothing is noticed or appreciated? Are you feeling lonely and forgotten by God and by men? Who will roll away the stone? Are you ashamed today? Are you afraid? Are you ashamed of your past mistakes and failings? Are you afraid of their consequences? Are you afraid of pain, of hurt? Are you afraid of hardship? Are you wearing your sin and your fears like a millstone around your neck this morning? Who will roll away the stone? Don't look to the world. Because you can look everywhere in this world and you'll never find a satisfactory answer. I want to encourage you this morning to look instead to the garden where he lay. Because God has rolled away the stone. Look to the tomb there. It is empty. And what that means for us who believe is this: nothing may have changed in your life this morning. Nothing may have changed in my life this morning. My situation and my struggles, when you leave here today, will be exactly the same as when you came in. But everything has changed. Everything has changed because Jesus is alive. And he is standing at the right hand of the Father, and he is interceding for us today. And he has poured out his Holy Spirit upon us, and he is coming again. And oh, I may have troubles, I may have burdens today, but my heart can be glad. Why? Because he has overcome the world. Because he has given me peace. He's given me peace to face the storms of life. He's given me strength to face the trials. Because the Lamb was slain and now my sins have been forgiven. I am free today in Jesus' name from my past mistakes. And I am a new creation. Because the tomb is empty, because the stone is rolled away, death no longer has dominion over me. Trouble may frustrate me, but it does not need to frighten me anymore, because I am free today. And I can sing along with that old Milton Brunson song, I am free, praise the Lord, I am free. No longer bound, I've got no chains holding me. My soul is resting, and oh, it's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I am free. That's our reality today. Live freely this morning. Live free in spirit and free in truth. And this world may send you trouble, but those troubles can only slow you down. Because the stone is rolled away, there's nothing that can stop you now. We're heaven bound. We're following our King. And with our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, and we're not going to stop for fear of the troubles of this world. And if the troubles of this world try to stop us, then we'll steamroll right through them. Because we walk where He has trod. And He has conquered death. And He is trampling the devil underfoot. And He will lead us to the promised land. We're not going to stop. We're not going to lose heart. Because we are glory bound today. Because He has rolled away the stone, and you can't stop a rolling stone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are free. And if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for the freedom that You have won. I thank You for the stone that is rolled away, for death that has lost its sting. May we not be afraid of the troubles of this world. Lord, we know that troubles will come. We know that they will frustrate us. We know that they will burden us. But Lord, we don't have to fear them any longer. Because You have overcome, because You have broken the power of sin and death and the devil, and You have set us free. And as we follow after You, we too will trample Satan underfoot. Lord, this morning we look the troubles of this world dead in the eye. We look the power of sin and death and the devil dead in the eye, and we say in Jesus' name, get behind me, Satan. And we know that in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the victory. Lord, I know that there are men and women here today who are burdened. Give them strength today. I know that there are men and women here today who have struggled this past year. Remind them that it's okay to struggle, but remind them this morning that they will overcome. Because You have rolled the stone away. And if the stone is rolled away, there is nothing keeping us from walking out of this tomb into the light of life again. Lord, roll the stone away from our hearts this morning. May we look to You for our hope and for our salvation. And as we look to Jesus Christ, may we see the light of life dawn again in our lives, and may we rejoice. Bless these people gathered here today. May Your Holy Spirit rest upon them in power for the forgiveness of sins, for the freedom of their souls, for the resurrection of the body, and for the life everlasting, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please rise as we sing our next hymn, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
that, we will now sing our closing chorus, "Go Now in Peace." Stavanger Lutheran Church, receive this benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.